This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We're on to our final story of the day in just a moment. But before we get there, a quick reminder of what we're discussing today. It's whether or not you have been tempted to buy something from a scalper or a reseller. And if yes, what was it? Do let us know. We have a poll running on Twitter. We have a poll running on Instagram. What have we got on Twitter, Arv? What are the numbers?
The numbers are at 71.6 for no and 28.4 for yes.
So well behaved out there.
Yeah. A couple of messages. This is from Fajri, made in Malaysia. Rare out of print books. Mm. One says an RTX 3080 going at double the price. Joel says vintage toys. Gildo says currently PS5 scalpers are everywhere. It's crazy to see the number of people who are willing to purchase from them at more than two times the official price.
Not only that, but there was a well-known Malaysian company that tried to make you buy a PS5 with a purchase within purchase. So you could buy a PlayStation 5, but they were saying you also, if you want one of these PlayStation 5s, you have to buy this bundle and you have to buy this accessory and you have to buy... Yeah, that didn't last very long before Sony came and went, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to refund everybody.
Wow.
But there you go. Christine.
On Instagram, numbers haven't really changed. They're 67% for no and 33% for yes. However, we do have a follow-up from 24U. Sorry, not sure how to do that. But they say, toys like figurines, miniature cars, and even aftermarket car parts have a lot of resellers. Mm. Hermitry just says PlayStation 5, which... good luck with that. And we've also got Ivan underscore TTS who says a Xiaomi phone 2 years ago. I think we might have an extra response on Twitter as well, I believe, someone quite familiar to us.
Someone quite familiar. So Malik Ali says a badminton court booking in Singapore, had to buy it from Carousel.
Wow. A badminton court book. That has to be the oddest one we've had so far. Thanks for that, Malik.
Yeah, thank you.
Buying it from Carousel. What, if there's a market, people are going to put it up somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. True.
Now then, final story, Christine.
Yes. So 5G, we've been talking about it for what seems like eons. Mm. And it always seems to be just on the horizon. And Malaysia initially aimed to roll out 5G in the third quarter of 2020, which we're now well past. It now seems that 5G's imminent arrival has been pushed to late 2022, for a very simple reason. The government has decided to put 5G on hold because they will be just focusing on the current 4G network. During a parliament sitting, Minister of Communications and Multimedia Saifuddin Abdullah said that the 5G network would be made available at the end of 2022 or early 2023. And he pointed out that there was no point in rolling out the new networks when the current 4G network is still not widely available in rural areas, aside from apparent problems like adoption, regulation, and cost to consumers. But perhaps the most critical issue, 70% of the people who will be using 5G will be from industries, while only 30% of consumers will adopt it when it releases. So a better planned rollout is more important than falling pressure to companies boasting the power of 5G. Under a new plan called Jendela, the aim is to increase 4G coverage from 91.8% to 96.9% in the first phase. At the same time, fixed broadband speeds will be increased from 25 Mbps to 35 Mbps while increasing gigabit connectivity to 7.5 million people. And aside from improving the 4G coverage and internet speed in the country, Jendela will also focus on building network towers in rural areas, especially in Sabah and Sarawak. They will also be shutting down the 3G network by the end of 2021 to make more space for 4G.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
That's nice to know the phase-by-phase plan, right?
I also felt that it's one of the most sensible things I've heard so far in 2020 from anyone, really. Just that very logical conclusion of we don't even have 4G everywhere yet. So why not just pause on 5G for a second?
I know the morning run we're discussing this as well, obviously this morning. So if you want to hear more about that, you can obviously download the podcast and have a listen to wherever you normally get your podcast from. I recommend that app, you know, that... BFM app.
The BFM app?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, you can listen to it from wherever you are.
Yeah, and it's available on both the Apple App Store and Google Play.
For free.
For free.
For free.
That was very smooth. Well done, guys. Now, of course, we have to wrap up for the day. But as usual, if you did miss any part of the show, as we've just mentioned, please go and download the app. Have a listen back to whatever it is that you you missed earlier on in the show. We've been talking about whether or not you would buy anything from a scalper or a reseller. And the reason we're talking about this is there is they're calling themselves a startup. And I guess they are a company where a group of people are charging a fee for you to become a part of their group buy, almost, where they go out and they buy large amounts of things that people want, PlayStations or sneakers or whatever, and they go off and buy them. So this company bought 3,500 PlayStation 5s and then went on to sell them online, whether it be eBay or somewhere else.
We forgot to mention, though, like when it comes to mass-produced items like the PlayStation 5, how do scalpers and all work in there? Like, I wanted to ask you, like, would you buy something that's mass-produced? Because you're buying, like, the PlayStation 5 for double the price, triple the price, quadruple the price. But these things aren't going to... they're not going to stop manufacturing a PlayStation 5. It's going to come on for years, for the next...
Exactly.
Yeah, for six, seven, 8 years.
The reason that people just want them because they can buy them now. That's the issue.
You
if you're
first.
Willing to wait a while, you will get your PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
But you won't get it tomorrow or the day afterwards, you know, like the guy who's just bought an RTX 3080 over on wherever he's bought it from. He's paid double the price or whatever it is because he wanted it now. You know, you've waited a few months and it's... The difference is we've never had a pandemic before, right? Well, I mean, we've never had a pandemic in modern times, so we don't know how to deal with it. Okay, we need to take a... we're going to wrap up now. We were... Carry on, Christine, sorry.
We just have a quick note as well that basically coming up on the Breakfast Grill replay after this, after the 1 p.m. news bulletin, the guest on that had something to say about 5G as well, basically.
Yes, it is Tan Sri Jamaluddin Ibrahim, the chairman of the Axiata Group, with 39 years of ICT experience in senior roles under his belt and serving four terms as the leader of one of the biggest telcos in Malaysia. Tan Sri Jamaluddin Ibrahim, president and CEO of Axiata Group Berhad, is calling it a day with his tenure ending at the end of December. He joined the Breakfast Grill this morning to talk about the telco business, corporate governance, fintech, and the future of Axiata. That's coming up after the 1 o'clock news. So we started off with that story about scalpers. We then moved on to...
We spoke about streaming services, Wonder Woman 1984 dropping on HBO Max, and if that makes financial sense.
And we tried to figure out what HBO Max was, what HBO Go was, and what other HBO is. So HBO Max is, just lay it down for me one more time.
Purely their streaming service with a catalogue of like old movies, classic films, everything that Warner has to offer.
HBO Go is?
HBO Go is what we get here, tied to satellite providers or individual subscriptions, a portion of that catalogue.
Are there any more HBOs?
HBO, then there's HBO, the basic HBO that you get on TV, live HBO.
Okay.
Christine, what was your story of the
consolidation,
day?
And then we
talked about how Malaysia's 5G rollout has been delayed to late 2022 or even early 2023.
There you go. That's all the time we have for today. It's raining outside, folks. Stay safe. Make sure you look after yourselves and drive safely. To take us up to the top of the hour, we have the regrets with I Dare You here on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.